You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Tuesday, April the 24th, and it's the start of the Punchestown Festival 2018. I'm Andy Holden, going to be taking a look at the main races this afternoon. We're going to be leaving out the cross-country race and the two bumpers for now, and get our teeth stuck into the grade ones and all the big important handicaps here this afternoon.
Race 1.
We begin by taking a look at the first race, which comes up on the schedule, which is the 420, which is the Grade 1 two-mile novices hurdle. And all eyes here will no doubt be on Get a Bird, as he bids to round off his season in tremendous fashion. His only blip on his dance card really came in the Supreme Novices Hurdle, when, of course, he was taken on for the lead by First Flow, softened up, and therefore he ran well below par. And that's the key to him today, really. If he gets an uncontested lead like he did in the Moscow Flyer and he did last time out in the Grade 2 at Ferry House, he's clearly going to be very, very difficult to beat, because he's a very powerful galloper at 2 miles. If you are looking for an each-way alternative, and I certainly am, then Paloma Blue, a horse that I've got a decent amount of time for, he's probably the alternative to the favourite here. He ran really well in the Supreme Novices itself at the Cheltenham Festival, and he stayed him very strongly in the latter stages to finish a very creditable fourth behind Somerville Boy. And prior to that, he'd run well beyond the Mighty Sam Crow as well in the Deloitte at the Leopardstown two-day festival in February. This better ground will definitely suit him as well. I've got the feeling that watching his action, the way he travels, soft or heavy winter ground, hasn't really been ideal for this horse. He goes really well right-handed. He was second, of course, to Feynar in the Punchestown bumper last year, the Grade 1. And this tall, rangy chasing type surely will be there or thereabouts, whatever happens to Get a Bird. And at 5-1 top price this morning, I think he represents decent each-way value.
Race 2.
On to the 4.55, the first of the very competitive handicaps here this afternoon. A multitude of opportunities and chances here, one would imagine. But I'll take a chance at Distonk and 10-10, who were first and second in a very good maiden hurdle early on in the season at Damrall, at least have a chance of running their races and finishing there or thereabouts. So I do like 10-10. I think he's a lovely horse. He hasn't run since that race in November, but he's a proper chasing type, and his trainer is very adept at getting him ready for meetings like this. Whatever happens to him, he's a horse to keep on side. The only slight negative would be if experience catches him out, but he's a nice horse. Distonk, well, he's improved rapidly throughout the season, having finished second to 10-10 in that aforementioned race back in November. He went on to win a good maiden hurdle at Navan. Although we came unstuck last time out in a handicap, just got the impression that the really deep ground that day and the way that the race panned out didn't really suit him. He should appreciate the strong pace. He's got some good time figures, and off 10-3, Normeads Distonk also makes plenty of each-way appeal.
Race number 3.
On to the big race of the day, then, the 5.30. And all eyes here will no doubt be on Duvan if he can bounce back to the very best of his form. He really is a tremendous chaser on his day, and he was going really well with plenty of verve and elan last time out at the Cheltenham Festival, of course, in the Champion Chase, when he took a pearler at the top of the hill at the final ditch. Whether he would have won that day, who knows, but he was certainly going well enough to suggest that he retains most of his ability. He's been a really warm order in the anti-post list, but connections have made this a little bit difficult for punters, because not only does Min run in this, who is a horse I've got a massive amount of time for, having finished second in the Champion Chase behind Altior, but Willie Mullins also runs under Sco as well. So he's the mighty battalions here from the County Carlo handler have certainly come to the fore. And under Sco, really, he's almost like the benchmark to the each-way horse in this race. Also, I've got a vested interest in called Dr. Phoenix. Now, whether Dr. Phoenix would have beaten under Sco last time at Ferry House is very much open to question. But certainly Dr. Phoenix was going well enough to suggest he's he can certainly mix it in this company. He's been a real model of consistency and a flag bearer for the yard over this distance all season, the 10-year-old. He's been an amazing buy. And whatever happens to him today, it certainly will be a bonus. He's won a grade at three in pretty impressive fashion. He was second to Greatfield in a good grade two down in Navan. And like I say, he might have even beaten the mighty Underscale last time out. Tom, we'll just never know. Right-handed tracks definitely suit him because he does edge to the left a little bit. If they do get a little bit of rain here this afternoon, I do think Dr. Phoenix will appreciate that more than most. They're bound to be a strong gallop on here, courtesy of Special Tiara. Of course, Duvan, Underscore, they don't hang around either. And hopefully Mark Walsh, who rides him for the first time, can just get a lovely run through, and hopefully the doctor can certainly come home and pick up some decent prize money down the line. In what should be a mouth-watering and keenly contested race, I'd certainly hope that Dr. Phoenix will go well for us at a nice each-way price.
And the final race.
On to the final race we're going to be taking a look at then, the 640, and it's another absolutely belting grade one, bringing together all the best Irish novices over a variety of trips from 2.5 miles to three. Monolisa, the easy to pick of these on a pure ability alone, but whether he actually gets 3 miles in a truly run race is open to question. For me, he faded up the hill at Cheltenham in the RSA, albeit he ran really well behind Presenting Percy. And it would have been interesting to see if Alboon Photo, who fell at the second last mod, have outrun him on the run, and he was certainly going well enough to suggest he might have made it interesting for the second place. There was hardly anything between them in the Flow Gas early on in the season when Monolee came out on top, but Alboon Photo once again was finishing off really strongly. And Willie Mullins' charge then had stamina very much in the forefront of his mind when he beat Shattered Love in the Grade 1 at Ferry House last time out over 2.5 miles. And given that Shattered Love had been very impressive when winning the JL2, I think that form line's really reliable. And Alboon Photo's rather the unsung hero of this race. He's done nothing wrong all season. He's made one or two little silly errors which have got him on the floor, but basically he's a good jumper. The step up to this 3 miles will definitely suit him. And as I say, he's probably the more reliable over the trip, perhaps, than Monolee at a very short price. And the good thing about Alboon Photo at 5-1 this morning, you can back him each way with the safety of three places. So that's the way I'm going to play that. An excellent afternoon's racing for us here at Punchestown this afternoon. All the big races have been covered. Hopefully you have a great afternoon's punting, and we'll catch you again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at the 7-race programme on Wednesday. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.